Talking college basketball right now. We're joined by the head coach at Murray State in his fourth season as the Racers head coach. NABC District 19 Coach of the Year last season led Murray State to back-to-back Ohio Valley Conference titles. Murray State beat Belmont Saturday to clinch an NCAA tournament bid. Matt McMahon is my guest. Matt, nice to have you back. How are you?
Hey, Jim. Great to be back with you again this season.
Good to have you back this season, Matt. So you've had a few days for it to sink in. How does it feel to be OVC champs and head back to the tournament for the second year in a row?
It doesn't get much better. It was an amazing weekend for us. Our fans travel in big numbers here at Murray State. We put over 10,500 people in the Ford Center there in Evansville on Saturday night. And just so happy for our players. They've been awesome all season long. And happy they're going to get to experience March Madness here next week.
So, Matt, last week, you go back to Saturday, you were trailing Belmont 31-26 at halftime. Then in the second half, Ja Morant started doing Ja Morant types of things. 22 of his 26 points in the second half, including a run of 8 straight. Obviously, you've gotten tremendous games from him during your time together. But what did you make of how he took over in the second half of that game?
Well, he was phenomenal. What really helped us was our big man, Darnell Coward, who's 6'8", 280 pounds. He got 2 fouls in the first minute of the first half. So ended up being a blessing in disguise because he got to rest all half. And then when we got him back on the floor in the second half, gave us great balance and really opened up the floor and gave Ja a lot more room to operate off the dribble. And, you know, he just showed his greatness. And found a way to lead us back to the NCAA tournament.
We're talking to Matt McMahon. You know, when I spoke with Ja a few weeks back, we talked about his growth as a player and the recruiting process. What do you remember about how you heard about him for the first time? And then what was your reaction the first time you saw him play?
Well, we've told the story a lot this year, and deservedly so. One of our assistants, James Kane, who's now with Coach Prome at Iowa State, was following our top recruit. On the wing, Tevin Brown, who's our starting two guard now. And they were at an event in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and James was following Tevin, just happened to wander into a back gym and saw Ja for the first time. Called me that night and said, this kid's going to be a pro. I got up there the next day, my first time watching him. You know, you've seen him, Jim, all the athleticism and explosiveness and the ridiculous passes and all that. But what really stood out to me was just the joy with which he plays. He loves to play. He's a relentless competitor. And he's just, you know, he's going to be one of the most exciting players to watch for many years to come.
Matt McMahon joining us, Murray State head coach. You know, what's amazing to me, Matt, over the course of the season, everywhere that you've gone, it's been a show because of Morant. I mean, we're talking about situations where instead of playing in front of several hundred, you're playing in front of several thousand because of him. So what's that been like for you, the program, and for him?
Well, it's been awesome here at home. We averaged in league play around 7 or 8,000 fans. We broke our arena record, had over 9,000 here to watch us beat Austin Peay on the last night of the regular season to clinch the championship. So that's been special here at home, but on the road has been amazing. Going to gyms where they average around 1,000 and they sell it out at 6 or 7,000 with fans in there with signs for Ja and lines wrapped around the arena to get his autograph and take pictures. It's really become quite the phenomenon as he's taken off this season.
We're talking to Matt McMahon. You know, Matt, given how special he is, it'd be pretty easy for people to overlook you or consider this a one-man team, but that's not the case. As an example, Shaq Buchanan played some excellent defense in that title game, holding Dylan Windler to 1 for 7 from beyond the arc. What did you make of how he showed up?
Oh, Shaq Buchanan's the toughest player I've ever coached. He's a warrior, the ultimate winner. He's 53-10 in his 2 years here. He was named the defensive player of the year and first-team all-league, all rightfully so. He backed it up this weekend. Dylan Windler's one of the best players in the country, Jim, any level. Had 32 points, 21 rebounds in the semifinal game. He'll be another guy you see in the NBA for a lot of years. But Shaq really did an unbelievable job defending him. He's 6'3", he's a monster athlete, 6'11 wingspan, and really just a great, great player. And I think you said it best. I mean, Ja gets all this attention, and he deserves it. But we got a really good basketball team. Ja has 311 assists this year, which is, I believe, is the 10th most in the history of college basketball. And none of those assists are to himself, though he's tried a couple times, but didn't work out. But there are other really good players like Shaq and Tevin Brown, Darnell Coart, and I can go on down the line. We've got a really good and balanced team.
Yeah, and an unselfish team, and a team that's mentally tough. There were 15 lead changes, Matt, in that game, and you ultimately closed it out with an 11-0 run. It kind of reminds me of how you closed out last year's title game against Belmont, too. Now, you haven't lost since the end of January, so how does it feel to you right now? For instance, where are you right now as a team, and does it feel like you're playing your best basketball when you need it most?
I think we are, Jim. We took similar paths. Last year, we had to win 13 in a row to get to this position to finish the season. This year it was 11 in a row. This year was a little different, though. We made some adjustments after we lost our second league game. We were sitting at 16-4. We changed our lineup. We changed our rotation. Made some defensive changes. It took us a few games to get used to. But we really, as a staff, felt it was necessary for us to be able to beat the best three teams in our league, which, outside of us, were Belmont, Jacksonville State, and Austin Peay. The top four teams in our league were dominant this year, really good. Our semifinals and finals of our tournament were really, as good as any conference tournament you're going to see all week long. I feel like we're playing our best. The one thing you enjoy this week, all the celebration and hoopla that comes with going back to the NCAA tournament, but it is a long layoff, so we've got to try and find that right balance of staying sharp, but also keeping our guys fresh and ready to go next week.
No, then finally, Matt, the kind of success that you're having in the four seasons at Murray State is nothing new. When you and I talked at this time last year, we talked about the great Murray State teams in the past, and it's not just the school, it's not just the program. The coaches who came before included Mick Cronin, Billy Kennedy, Steve Prohm. That's an amazing list of coaches. You were an assistant under Prohm, but that could still be intimidating for some coaches. What's it been like for you to carry on and improve upon what they started?
Well, I think we talked about it last year. We always believe comparison is the thief of joy. It's so true. If I tried to compare myself to those guys, I would have quit a long time ago because there have been, just elite coach after elite coach come through here. Fortunately for us, I think it's all about the players here. It's all about the amazing tradition, the history of championships. There's an unbelievable relationship here between the fans and the players. That's why we're able to recruit players like Ja Morant, Cameron Payne, Isaiah Cannon, all the way back, Popeye Jones, Marcus Brown. I can go down the line. So it's just, for me, it's just a blessing to get to be a part of it, play a small role in impacting these guys and getting back to the NCAA tournament.
And Murray State is headed back. Back-to-back Ohio Valley Conference Championships, the win over Belmont on Saturday. And that wraps up an NCAA tournament bid. Their head coach, Matt McMahon, my guest. Matt, great to get caught up. Appreciate the conversation. Look forward to seeing how it goes going forward. Nice to talk to you as always.
All right, Jim. Thanks so much for having me on. Go Racers.
You got it, Matt. Thank you very much. Go Racers. Murray State back in the tourney. 1-800-636-8686. Getting ready for the tournament. Selection Sunday is coming up this weekend. So, lots of action nationally.